Good morning. Hello today. It's a beautiful day today, and we have another amazing author for you. This is Teresa Holly Howard with Words Have Power. And as always, we are honored to bring you an amazing author. This is one of our first-time fiction authors, so I know that you will be impressed by him. His book is a must-read. It's perfect for these rainy, cold winter days. And so with no further ado, let me introduce him. Welcome to the show, Tim. Tell us about yourself.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you doing? I am an attorney in St. Louis. I am head of my firm's appellate team, and I work with a great group of young attorneys that I help coach and mentor. I also do a lot of complex litigation. As far as the book goes, this is something I've been working on for over 4 years. It's definitely been a labor of love. I have always wanted to write a novel, and I have learned a lot about something called attachment theory in the last few years, which has to do with how people connect with each other in relationships, whether at work or in family or in romantic situations. And I built a book with characters around that theory. I would describe the book as take Sex and the City with Mr. Big in every episode, and then take The Affair and put Jessica Jones as the lead character. If you throw that all together, then you've got my book, Trusting All I Want. And it's been a lot of fun to work on, and I'm really happy to see it coming out later this month.
That's so exciting. When you said that you had always wanted to write a novel, how long ago did you know that you wanted to write? Was it something you wanted in school, something you had always thought about, or just something after being a lawyer you thought that'd be a nice escape to turn into the fiction world and to write?
I would say it probably goes back to high school. I had started working on science fiction, continued it into college, but I never finished it. And then, of course, work and being a father and husband, which I enjoy being very much, got into the mix. And I put aside the idea of writing for many years. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I revisited it and said, well, you know, I might as well start. And so I basically kind of rekindled something that I had wanted to do going back to probably my high school days.
That's so exciting. I know a lot of us, you know, we put those things on the back burner because life happens. And so it's really refreshing to have someone who says, you know, this is what I wanted to do. I had started it back in my high school, college days. And then after I established myself, my career, my family, I picked it back up and brought it to fruition. So, I mean, that's very inspiring. Tell us a little more about when the novel's coming out and where we'll be able to get it.
So it will launch first on Amazon Kindle on January 24th. And for the first 24 to 48 hours, we'll have a special price of just $1 to help promote the release and as a thank you to a lot of the beta readers and friends and family and other supporters that have helped me get to this point. It'll come out in paperback and hardcover about a week or two after that, definitely before Valentine's Day. I don't have an exact release date on that. And then there'll also be an Audible version, which I anticipate coming out in the latter half of February. So that's the schedule. And first on the agenda is the January 24th Kindle launch on Amazon, which I'm really, really looking forward to.
And tell our listeners how, you know, they can get a hold of you if they wanted to get maybe a signed copy of the book or maybe even have you come and do some readings at local libraries or book clubs.
My author website is at timothyccsansone.com. That's S-A-N-S-O-N-E. So timothyccsansone.com. I also have another URL. It's trustingallIwant.com, which is the name of the book. That points to the same author website. I can be reached through there. Another way to reach me would be by email. You can email me at tim, T-I-M, at timothyccsansone.com. Those are just a few ways that people can find out more about me and the book and can get a hold of me.
So give us a little insight into the book, maybe just whet our appetite just a little bit about the book.
Absolutely. You have to start first with the protagonist. Lana Delacroix is one of a kind. She is someone who is finishing up her college degree at UIC in Chicago, University of Illinois, Chicago. She's definitely a woman of the city, a woman of the world. She has experienced a lot of challenges in her young life. She's almost 22 when the book begins. She walks into a startup launch party for a new startup IT company, and she just happens to bump into this older lawyer who happens to be there. He's really out of place. This is kind of a hipster dive bar, and he's definitely not dressed for the part. He's wearing a Brooks Brothers blazer and looks pretty sharp. The only thing unkempt about him is he's got this kind of Viking red beard that he's been growing out for a few days. And Lana is surprised and sees him as a challenge that she wants to accept. They begin engaging in banter, and that's kind of how the book starts off. So that's Lana. Tom, I just described a little bit. Those are two of the main characters in the book. There are two others as well. You always have to have a little drama. So, I mean, Tom happens to be dating someone at the time named Jill when he meets Lana. And the fourth character is Rudy, who's also there at that startup party. And that's Lana's ex-boyfriend, who's still kind of hanging on, pining for Lana, hoping that maybe something can be rekindled.
It was an excellent read. I was really honored to be able to review it for you. And like I said, I normally don't do fiction, as we spoke before the show, but it was an excellent read. Your characters are well built. They draw you in. You follow the timeline, and you really are in anticipation about what's coming next as you follow their lives. I loved your comparison to Sex and the City, because as I was reading it, what came to my mind. Is that that show, as I was reading it, because I was an avid fan. And I was like, this is the perfect set, except for instead of New York, we're in Chicago. But I mean, that was what it reminded me of. So if you were a fan of that TV series, if that was your guilty pleasure, then this book is going to be your next guilty pleasure. It is a must read for these dreary wintry days. It draws you in. I read it all in one setting. I couldn't put it down. I had to finish.
Wow.
And so I really,
thank you, Teresa.
I really was impressed by the book. And I know that my listeners will be too. So y'all make sure that y'all go the day of the launch, get it for that dollar, support him, leave reviews, and really just help him reach to that next level, which is, on his dream board probably is to be bestseller. And so let's make sure that we go to help him out. We'll be putting the link on our pages to help support him when it comes out. So all y'all have to do is follow us on social media and you'll be able to get a link to the book. Tell him one more time the name of the book and when it comes out.
The book is Trusting All I Want. It comes out on January 24th on Amazon Kindle. You can go to Amazon.com. And it's available for $1 for the first 24 hours, probably be $9.99 after that on Kindle, and different prices for the paperback and hardcover when they come out in the Audible version. So yeah, looking forward to it. And I really appreciate the chance to talk with you, Teresa, and reach your listeners. You're a powerful voice and you speak for a lot of women and you help them empower themselves. I hope that with my book, people will be inspired, that women and men that read it will be inspired by the story of Lana and the other characters.
I know they will be. And thank you so much for being on the show. Thank y'all for listening. And as always, have a blessed week. And thank you for being a part of this one with us.
Thanks, Teresa.